our patron saint. But which one? Hands up if you knew that there were two Philips in the New Testament that were mentioned. Well done, those of you who knew. There are two. Which is our patron saint? Is it St. Philip the Apostle, St. Philip the Disciple, the one from the reading that Jacob just read, the one who Jesus found and said, "Follow me," and he followed, and then Philip went and told Nathanael and said, "We found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also spoke," and Nathanael came to Jesus. That's also the same Philip who calculated quite how much money would be needed to feed the 5,000, obviously practical-minded, the one who was the point of contact for the Greeks in Bethsaida so that they wanted to speak to Jesus, and Philip was their go-to, their contact point. The one who, even after spending all that time with Jesus, still asked to see the Father. That's Philip the Apostle. But there's another Philip, the Philip that Mike spoke about last week, Philip the Evangelist. Now, he was the one who was chosen as a deacon, as a servant, when the apostles were being essentially overwhelmed with the growth of the church and they needed some extra help. And there was a Philip who was appointed. He's also the one that was then sent by the Spirit and spoke to the Ethiopian eunuch and baptized him and then was literally spirited away somewhere else. He's also mentioned later in Acts that Paul went to stay with that Philip. So there's two Philips. They are often conflated, often confused. We often think there's just one. And you might be sitting there thinking, Ruth, does it really matter? And I say, no, it doesn't matter which one is our patron saint. I don't think it does matter at all. In fact, I'd like to just adopt both. Let's not try and choose. We'll just have both and both of their qualities. But it is really important that we know that there's two. Because I don't know if you've ever been confused with someone else, but it makes you feel very invisible. And there were two people, and they both contributed huge amounts to that meant that we can sit here today knowing about Jesus in this country. That both of those Philips contributed something to that whole journey of the gospel to get to us today, 2,000 years later. So that's why we're going to make sure we get it clear in our heads that there are two, but we are going to claim both of them. Later on, those of you who really like looking things up in the Bible can have a go at working out all the different bits where Philip's mentioned and get them sorted in your head. But what I wanted to think about this morning was why we have patron saints. You might be thinking, why are you making so much of this St. Philip thing, Ruth? Because actually, there could be two reasons. Maybe you're thinking, it's just a name. It's just how we distinguish churches, right? It's just a name that we give to them so that they're not just all called church, the church, Mill Road, the church, Mill Road. Oh, there's lots of them. Just a way of telling us apart. Or you might be thinking, well, actually, I know that it's not good to have these divisions. Is it because we're trying pretending that we're following someone? The warning in Corinthians that Paul wrote to the church in Corinth when they were saying, oh, I follow Apollos, I follow Paul, I follow Jesus. They seemed to be aligning themselves behind different people, and that was causing huge division within them that was really damaging to the church. Is there a risk if we start naming ourselves behind apostles that we might start competing with each other? You know, us Philip people versus those Barnabas people or those Martin people that way. That could be really dangerous. Now, I don't think that's the case at all. And I think most of us would agree that we're not at that risk of dividing the church behind standing behind certain people. Although there is always a risk of comparison, isn't there? With other churches. Let's just hold on to that thought. We should never, ever be comparing ourselves with other churches and competing with them for people or space or time. But I don't think that is why it's important that we have patron saints and we remember them. I don't think it's about that division of who we're choosing to follow and who they're choosing to follow. But I also don't think it's just a name. I don't think it's just an identifier. I think there is something really powerful about aligning ourselves with other individuals who could inspire us. Hands up if you have a name that you know someone else famous with that name through history or today who inspires you or you really identify with. If your first name, is it just Iris? You do. Awesome. I do too. Anyone else? Is it just us? Well, I won't get you to explain why you think you're inspired by them. But for me, having the name Ruth, I automatically went to the book of Ruth in the Bible. It was the first thing I read in the Bible when I was younger because, you know, it's my name. But she's always inspired me. It's not like I think I should be Ruth, but there's something about the qualities of who she is that I've always tried to live up to. And so there's something about making ourselves St. Philip's, that there's something about Philip, whichever one, both of them, there's qualities that we can say, do you know what? I would like to emulate those. Those are good qualities that we as a church can adopt. Now, I'm not going to get you to answer unless some of you are feeling very confident. But do you think there are qualities of Philip's that would be great for us to adopt as a church? Anyone feeling bold enough that they think they know there's a quality of Philip that would be brilliant for us as a church to adopt? It's a bit of a big question to throw at you. I wasn't really expecting anyone to have thought about it. I have the benefit of a week to think. So for me, there are two qualities, one from each of the Philips, that I think would be wonderful if we could align ourselves with, to take on board. I don't know if this is what the original founders of St. Philip's thought. Someone 100 plus years ago, when they built this church and they decided to call it St. Philip's, maybe they were inspired by these things too and wanted the church, the people of this church, to take on board these qualities. One is invitation and one is service. And I see those qualities in this church already. The invitation of Philip the apostle, Philip the disciple, come and see, he said to Nathanael. Come and see. He didn't try to explain. I think the reading we had today might actually prove that he didn't really understand. But he just said, come and see for yourself, Nathanael. Come and see and you will find out for yourself. I can't explain it, but I just want to open that invitation to you. And then there's Philip the evangelist, who was a servant, and you can see his servant heart. He was willing to do whatever was needed for the church. He served it in Jerusalem, and then when they all scattered, he was willing to serve wherever the Holy Spirit was going to send him. That willingness to follow God, to be led by the Spirit, to serve the gospel. So it would be interesting for us, I think, to take on board the Philips and to be inspired by them. Not that we have to emulate them, because after all, Jesus is that perfect role model that is the one that we are emulating. But sometimes it's helpful, isn't it, to have fully human people that we can align ourselves and kind of go, do you know what, they're actually inspirational. They show us how to do this faith thing in real life. So let's think about how we could take on board some of the characteristics of Philip, either one. Today, we are celebrating who we are. The video earlier showed us a bit of a broader view of who we are from just looking around the pews today. And we are celebrating who we are, the people we are in this church at this space in time. But let's also think about who we are as St. Philip's. What qualities of Philip we can give to the world. Now, there's lots of different ways that you can think about that this morning. Because I, you know, that's enough talking from me. Now it's time to think and engage with it ourselves and respond. And there are those of you who like to think and really explore this. You might like to explore the Philip in the Bible. So I have a little sheet here for a detective exercise. There are some at the front. So if you want to do some detective work and find all the mentions of Philip in the Bible and kind of work out who is who, so get it clear in your mind, feel free to come and get one of these pieces of paper and do that work. Or you might like to be slightly more practical and crafted and creative, and you might want to make the body of Christ, the St. Philip chain, the people. This is, if you've ever made these, this is just a simple paper chain, where you cut out the person, making sure that you don't cut this side. And then as you pull them out, you've got lots of people holding hands. I didn't do an example for you, but hopefully someone will do that and we can show you afterwards. So I've got lots of those. So if you want to do those kind of creative, active things, you can do that. Those of you who like to just ponder and think, you might like to think about the qualities of Philip that you think us as a church, what qualities do we show as a church? And then think about how we can, each individually or as a church as a whole, where could we go with that? You may want to go over and look at some of the discerning together stuff that's still on the board over there. Does that help you think about the qualities of who we are and what we can bring to this place? Or you might like to just think, why am I here today? What brought you to St. Philip's? And if you've been coming for quite a while, why are you still coming? What is it about St. Philip's that brings you back again and again? Think about those qualities. And those of you who like to go really deep, there is a quote from the Bible passage that we just heard earlier, to think about what it means to be doing the things that Jesus did.